Getting a passport seems pretty basic, but if you're a woman in Saudi Arabia, it's actually complicated, partly because Saudi women first needed to get permission from a male guardian. That's changing now. The Saudi government has approved an amendment that will begin to allow women to apply for passports without the permission of that male guardian. The news got mixed reviews on social media, with the kingdom's ambassador to the U.S. tweeting that she was elated, but some activists fighting for women's rights in the region are saying not so fast. Inez Osman is the director of MENA Rights. The group promotes human rights in the Middle East and North Africa. She joins us from Geneva. Saudi Arabia has what's called guardianship rules. Could you just, first of all, briefly explain what those are, Inez?
There are several guardianship laws, and some of them have been amended, then allowing women over the age of 21 to apply for passport or travel without permission. This is obviously a positive move and the biggest blow ever, actually, to the male guardianship system. However, women continue to face numerous restrictions under this male guardianship system, and they still need the approval of their male guardian to marry, for example, or live on their own, even to leave prison after they serve their sentence. So although some restrictions have been lifted, we still have a bunch of measures in place that restrict the freedom of women at the moment.
What was your reaction when you heard the announcement yesterday?
In March of this year, actually, Saudi Arabia had pledged before the United Nations Human Rights Council to abolish fully the male guardianship system. So my reaction was that, well, this is great and this is better than nothing, but we're certainly hoping for other measures to be taken with regards to women's rights, and this is not enough.
So if these new rules are in fact implemented, what will be the new normal for women in Saudi Arabia?
In recent months, we've seen several young women who have fled the country and made, you know, public pleas on social media for help in seeking asylum from their family and the government. So one wonders, are more women going to flee their country? What's going to happen?
I mean, there has been an outpouring of, I don't know any other word, but emotion in the wake of this rule change, the announcement of it. What's been the reaction to those advocating for human rights in Saudi Arabia?
Everybody remembers when the ban on women driving was lifted last year. But we activists believe that these measures are just for show and that Mohammed bin Salman is actively shutting down any form of peaceful dissent and actually has no intention of implementing real reforms. This was quite evident in May of last year when there was a wave of arrest of women human rights defenders. And the irony is that these women had long been advocating for such measures and for the male guardianship to be abolished. So these women are basically seen as a threat because if they were free, they would be challenging this modernist narrative that Saudi is trying to present to the world today.
So what do you think is next for the kingdom? I mean, are you at least hopeful that these rule change proposals at least are the beginning of real change?
Ultimately, if Saudi Arabia is serious about improving the situation of women and human rights in the country, these women human rights defenders should be released unconditionally. And one thing also, last but not least, is that we've been talking a lot about the women, but let's not forget that there are also men who are currently in prison because they have been advocating for gender equality and equal rights, and they haven't gotten any attention.
Inez Osman, the director of the Middle East and North Africa Human Rights Association, MENA Rights, speaking with us from Geneva. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.